Category.
Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment. Visibility. Rated PG-13. Short link.
That's right, everybody.
You know who it is.
Coach Mike Jones on the coach. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. A double dose, a diet dose. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones. Everybody say Coach Mike Jones. Now scream.
Hey, welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 47 now. It's been over a year, my goodness. Got a lot more in store coming up. We got next week, June 3rd, we have Mean Mark, the chef. Man, he's got quite a legacy in the Northwest here. And then on June 10th, I got Jenny Santana, Tito Santana's daughter. Man, I'm excited to talk to her again. It's nice to get to meet her Cauliflower Alley last year, and looking forward to working with her a bunch. My goodness. Well, anyway, right now I'm waiting for John and Emily to come on. Let's shoot them the number again, since I don't have their phone number. Let me see here. Hold on a second. Yeah, the Mariners against the Pirates today. Luis Castillo's on the mound, so that's looking promising. The Rainiers got killed last night, 19-13. Which is, you know, is that really getting killed? It's like they scored 13. It was a one-run game, but my goodness. And then Arkansas had a big score, too. I think theirs was, they lost 10-9 or something. I could verify that in a second, but here I'm shooting them the number again. And then Sign Guy, he's off at Fan Fest in Vegas today. And then there's no Turnbuckle Terminal tomorrow because we're taking the weekend off. And anyway, let's go shoot over to the studio. No callers yet. Okay, so we'll wait a little while here. Yes, like I said, let me verify the Rainiers and Arkansas scores. Rainiers lost to Vegas last night, 14-13. And today, the 23-26 Tacoma Rainiers are hosting the Las Vegas Aces, who are also 23-26. Okay, and then Arkansas last night lost 10-9, like I thought. They lost to Frisco in Arkansas. And let's see, Juan Mercedes lost that one. We're keeping our eye on him. He's 1-1 now with a 564 because he just got promoted to Double A. So we're keeping our eye on him. And, you know, they didn't get killed. It was a one-run game. But today, Arkansas, who's 27-16, they host the Frisco Rough Riders out of Texas there. And the Frisco Rough Riders are 19-23. Okay, let's go over to the Everett Aqua Sox. Wow, they lost last night, 8-6. And the Mariners lost, too. That wasn't pretty against the Pittsburgh Pirates last night. George Kirby had a rare bad outing, you could say. All right, let me see now. Today in Eugene, Everett Aqua Sox are 20-22. They're at the Eugene. Let's see what their name is. I can't see it right now, but that's fine. Oh, let's see. Here we go. It's the Eugene Emeralds. Okay, yes. And to that, Everett Aqua Sox are 20-22, and the Eugene Emeralds are 23-19. Okay, and let's go over to the Modesto Nets. Man, we're keeping our eye on the top draft pick there for the Modesto Nets, Cole Young. He's a shortstop. They had him playing second base last night in Modesto. Or let me see where that was. Yes, that's in Modesto at John Thurman Field. Okay, let me see. Modesto won last night, so the whole organization didn't lose, thank goodness. Modesto won 9-2 over the San Jose Giants. Okay, and then let's see, Cole Young, he's batting 270. They had him at second base and usually leading off at shortstop, but they had a guy named Hood with shortstop last night. He bats 250. But Cole Young, let's take a deeper look at him. First-round draft pick there. He was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He went to Wexford High School. Let's see. He's got 150 at-bats this year with no home runs. 159 at-bats with the 270 average. Got 11 stolen bases. That's good. He does have 2 home runs in his minor league career, and he bats 297 in his minor league career. So, like I said, we're keeping our eye on Cole Young there. Yeah. He's 19 years old, mainly a shortstop. He bats left and throws right. He's 6 feet tall, and he's 180 pounds. Okay, now let's see what happened in the Mariners last night. If we can get any information on their lineup today. Looks like Caballero's at third, and Suarez is DHing today. That's good to see. We need to see him take a rest there. And let me see. They got the lineups. Okay, nice. Going. Ryan Reynolds is still out there. And they got Santana from the Mariners had him last year for that playoff run, and he's their cleanup. Hitter Carlos Santana, yeah. He got 3 home runs this year, but he bats cleanup. And then, let me see, against Castillo, Santana's batting 300 with the home run. So we'll see how that plays out. And looks like their guy, Joe, the first baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates, is 2-for-2 against Castillo. So we'll keep our eye on him. Now for the Mariners against Vasquez, Mariners are going with J.P. Crawford at short, Ty France at first. Rodriguez is still at third. Kelnick's still the cleanup hitter. Suarez at DH, batting fifth. Cal Raleigh's catching. Hernandez in right field, batting seventh. Caballero eighth at third, and Colton Wong at second base. Now against Velasquez that's pitching for Pittsburgh. Suarez is 3-for-6 with a home run against him. That's looking good. And Hernandez is 3-for-11 with the home run. And Colton Wong is 1-for-6 with the home run. So we're looking forward to this game, and then I might even be going to tomorrow's game. It's my brother's birthday yesterday, and I wouldn't mind taking him, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see what's up tomorrow, mainly. Now, the Pittsburgh Pirates, they're having a great year this year. They're 26-24 with a really low payroll. And then there's the Mariners are 26-25. So we're hoping that the Mariners can at least win this series or go even. Or no, it won't be even. It's a three-game series. So we'd like to win this series. Even if we don't, we have to win one game. So today's looking good with Castillo on the mound against Vasquez. Well, it looks like I'm not sure if John and Emily's going to call in. It doesn't look like it. So I guess we'll have to go wait till next week. And Sign Guy might be back with us. And we can go from there. Yep, we'll be having Neen Mark, the chef, on June 3rd. And on June 10th, Jenny Santana. Yes, looking forward to those. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And if you need a job done, no job too big or small. These guys are 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper for military and for seniors, okay? So, and then even some family members. You know how that goes. But A-plus pay less handyman services. Don't forget to check them out. Yeah, you know, get a bid and, hey, they'll come down and beat that. And so we thank you guys so much for all the feedback and the love and the support and the questions you sent in. And, man, Darth Carter sent in a question. He wanted to know what was his John and Emily's favorite Darth Carter match. I'm sure Sign Guy might want to know because he might have to study that one a little more, you know? All right, guys, we love you.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Coach Mike.